You? Is anybody?
There she is. That's Molly Goldberg, folks. A woman with a place in every heart. And a finger in every pie. And now the makers of New Dove's. That new kind of soap for everything right down your wash line. Bring you another visit with those good folks, the Goldbergs. Here's some wash day news that's so extra special we put it into a song. Listen.
Happy wash day, just because of Dove. Happy wash day, have you heard of Dove? It's really great, you shouldn't wait. You've got a date with Dandy Dove. Dove will do just everything in your wash. Monday turns to fun day when you use Dandy Dove.
Yes, ladies, Dove is good news for wash day because it's the first really new kind of wash day soap in years. And the amazing thing about New Dove is it does all three kinds of wash. Now, maybe you didn't know you had three kinds of wash. But remember, you've got those extra dirty pieces, like Dad's work shirts and the children's rompers. That's one kind of wash. And then you've got your white pieces, your towels, tablecloths, and sheets. That's two kinds of wash. Then you have those nicer colored washables, pretty rayons and such like. That's the third kind of wash. And New Dove's does them all, right down the wash line, rayons and everything. Yes, that's where New Dove's is so different from any other leading granulated wash day soap. It's so much safer for your nicer colored washables. Yet this same Dove's gets those grimy play suits and work shirts clean without hard scrubbing, without boiling. And it gets your streaky towels really dazzling white. In fact, no soap made can get them whiter. Why, you've just never seen whiter washes than New Dove's gives you. Honestly, once you try it, you'll see Dove's is not just a new improvement of an old soap, but a really new kind of granulated soap. You've never before been able to buy a soap quite like it. So just look for that big red and white box with the name D-U-Z, Dove's. And next wash day, remember this song.
Dove's will do just everything in your wash. Monday turns to fun day when you use Dandy Dove's.
And now the Goldbergs. If Jake Goldberg ever is able to breathe freely again, he will consider it a minor miracle. For his life for the past few hours has been one torment after another. The cause is Rosie's love affair with Walter Jerome. Effect, the descent of the entire Jerome family on the Goldberg house. First, Mrs. Jerome marched in, breathing fire because she wants Walter to marry Norma. Then Mr. Jerome ventured along, afraid of his wife, yet wanting to help his son. Then Rosie said that Walter was coming. And finally, Sammy saw Norma herself coming up the bend of the road. Fortunately, the Jeromes are all gone now, but here comes Norma.
I said, open the door and let her in. Please be reasonable.
Please, I said silence. Silence.
Let me call Walter and tell him not to come if Norma's coming.
I said open the door and let her in.
Well, what have I got to say to Norma?
If you are the other woman, then...
Jake, please.
Why didn't you tell Walter not to come? Pa, Ma, Jake, can I open my mouth? Is there no more freedom of speech where I am concerned?
Chuck, quiet, please. She's walking up the pathway.
Then let her walk.
Why can't I call Walter and tell him not to come?
Why, so you can have an excuse for not telling him what you decided to tell him?
G-Pa.
Yes, G-Pa.
What did Walter say when he called you, Rosie?
Nothing.
Please, Rosalie.
Open the door and let her in, but I won't talk to her.
Pa, what's wrong with you?
I want this whole thing over and finished and all of it.
You want it finished the right way, don't you?
Your rights and my rights are not the same rights.
Please.
Please what?
Please nothing. Go inside and let me speak to Norma.
And don't forget to tell her, please, what Rosie said to Mr. and Mrs. Jerome.
I know.
What do you know?
That Rosie said it's all over to them.
I suppose it didn't take Mrs. Jerome very long to tell that to Walter.
Please go in.
That's why he decided, huh? That's why he called, evidently?
Please go in.
He evidently wants to hear it from Rosie's lips.
Please go in. She's coming up the path.
Ma, don't say too much.
Will you please go inside?
You can tell Norma if she wishes to know that my daughter will not...
Please go inside. Come in, please. Norma. Come in, please. Please sit down, Norma.
Thank you. I felt that I ought to speak to you before we all got involved beyond recovery.
Well, I'm glad you came. And I assure you, Norma, that I would that all this never happened.
I know. Mrs. Goldberg, I suppose you've been surprised that I seem to have kept out of everything.
Well,
after all, I am the girl to whom Walter's engaged.
Well, it's all very... How shall I say? It's all very delicate.
But that isn't the reason I haven't spoken to Rosie. And even now, I don't think I should speak to her because I'm sure she wouldn't understand. Or if she did understand, she wouldn't believe me. But you might, Mrs. Goldberg. That's why I'm here.
Yes.
Do you think I want to marry Walter if he didn't love me?
I don't know.
Well, I wouldn't. The marriage can't possibly be of any material advantage to me, either in terms of money or position or anything. I love him, and, oh, I'm sure he loves me. If I weren't, I wouldn't marry him. I'm not a romantic fool, and I wouldn't marry a man just because I happen to love him. I want him to love me also.
I can believe that.
I'm rather a sensible person, Mrs. Goldberg. I always have been. I do things only when I know what I'm doing. And if I still want to marry Walter, it's because I'm sure he loves me the way I love him.
But, Norma, if...
You mean, why is he creating all this trouble with your daughter and his mother?
I have my suspicions.
Well, whatever your suspicions are, I know the facts. There's only one reason why Walter is doing these things.
He's fighting his mother?
Yes. You may suspect, but I know. I've known him for years. And Walter has one secret dread. He doesn't want to become what his father's become, a doormat for his mother. This is the first big rebellion. Oh, but there have been others, many others, Mrs. Goldberg's little rebellions. And they all came out of the same causes. Walter resents his mother. He resents her authority, the fact that she made all the money in the family, the fact that she wants to help him lead his life. Well, Mrs. Jerome is that kind of a woman, and Walter's been learning to fight back. Formerly, it was in small ways, but now, well, it's the biggest way he can. Mrs. Jerome likes me, and Walter has decided to dislike me because of it. But he's gone further. He's decided to fall in love with your daughter, Mrs. Goldberg. He's decided to do everything in his power to thwart all his mother's hopes and ambitions for him. But Walter is just like his father. He has to rely on someone stronger than himself. Only he won't believe it. And since I happen to love him, I'd like to save him and myself from the result of this rebellion. It's really serious, Mrs. Goldberg, terribly serious. For Rosie is, as well as myself. Walter will hurt her. He's bound to. He can't help himself. But you can help her, and you can help me.
Well, will you excuse me, please?
Certainly.
I'll be right in.
That's all right.
To do. Wonderful to do. Sammily.
Yes, Mom?
I want to see you a minute. Personal.
What is it, Mom?
Sammy.
What is it?
Sammily, I think what Norma told me she should tell directly to Rosalie, Sammy.
Well, what did she tell you?
Exactly what I thought, exactly what I felt. Call Rosalie.
Not maybe you shouldn't, Ma. Sit down. You're all excited. Think about it a minute. What is it? Let me hear.
She says she knows why Walter's acting the way he's acting. That she also knows that Walter loves her. But just because she's the girl that his mother wants, he's fighting against it. That was also mine suspicions, Emily. Mine suspicions to an iota, exactly. Not that he loves her less, but that he hates his mother more. And Rosalie's only a fire escape.
Well, Ma.
What's the confidence?
Please. What do you think, Sammy?
Think what?
Wait, Jake.
Why mustn't I know?
Did I say? Please, Jake, please, before I fall to pieces, let me think. Let me contemplate.
I'm also here to contemplate. What am I? The invisible parent, what?
Rosalie?
Tell her, Ma. Let Rosie decide.
Decide what? Rosalie, I want you to hear me.
Excuse me.
I'm sorry, Norma. Come in, please. Rosalie, this is Norma. You know Mr. Goldberg, you know Sammy.
How do you do?
And, Norma, if you'll tell Rosalie, please, what you told me...
Can it wait, whatever it is? Water's coming over. I want to speak to him first before anything else...
Please, Rosalie, for all concerned. Please. Jake, Sammy.
Come on, Pa.
Come in, Doris.
And I'm still oblivious.
Oh, shh.
I don't know if I should really tell you anything, Rosie.
Then don't tell me.
Why are you angry with me? I haven't hurt you. In fact, I've let you alone and Walter, too. I haven't interfered once, have I?
You'd like to.
If you feel that way, Rosie, I'll leave right now.
You're on Walter's mother's side, aren't you?
No, I'm on my own. I told your mother you wouldn't want to listen. I told her that even if you did, you wouldn't understand. But she knows the truth, and you'll just have to find out in the worst way.
What truth?
I know you'll suspect my reasons for telling you the truth, so I might as well admit my reasons first. Rosie, I love Walter. I want to marry him. That doesn't mean I would lie to you or cheat or fight like mad to keep him. You'll have to believe that also, Rosie. Because otherwise you won't believe the truth about Walter.
What truth?
That he doesn't love you. He's merely trying to convince himself that he does. He's clinging to you.
Why should he?
Because he wants to fight his mother. He wants to revenge himself on her for the way she's dominated his life. He wants to make her admit that he's strong enough to hurt her, and you're the way he can do it. His mother doesn't want him to marry you. She doesn't want him to love you. She wants him to marry me, and so... Well, I'm a victim, as well as you, of Walter's hatred of his mother. That's the truth, Rosie.
If Walter is as weak as you say, how can you love him? If he has those faults, if...
That's Walter's car, isn't it?
Yes.
Do you want me to leave?
No, I want you to stay. Please.
And with Walter's arrival, the three young people may be forced to solve by themselves what their elders can't unravel. Unless Walter is as blind as Norma says he is, in which case, Rosie will have to learn the hard way. You know, if I were conducting a kitchen quiz, I'd ask you this. Are you using a halfway soap for dishes? You are if it's a bar soap because it doesn't have real speed. Or if you use a tough granulated soap, it's short on kindness for your hands. So I say forget such halfway soaps because New Does is here. Yes, at last here's a new kind of granulated soap that goes all the way for dishes. You know, New does everything in your wash. And believe me, it has everything for dishes too, from whirlwind speed to greater kindness for your hands. In fact, Does is the only leading granulated wash day soap to treat your hands so gently. Just notice how nice and soft they feel after doing dishes with Does. Yet see how fast this same Does cuts grease. No soap made can beat it for speed. So let Does bring your dishwashing up to date. You can tell by the suds just how new and different Does is. Try it today. Does has everything for dishes. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, makers of Does, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.